God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am here to tell you that you can and you shall be victorious in every area in your life in Christ Jesus the Lord. Romans 8:37. I just read it to you. The Word of God. Hallelujah. The same God that saved you. The same God that loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, the Lord said in John 10:10, the devil does not come but except to steal, to kill, to destroy, to torment. But I, said Jesus, have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Yes, you shall have abundant life. Praise the Lord. And you will not lack, according to the psalmist. Young lions lack, but those that are righteous will never lack. And you are made righteous. Praise God. He redeemed you. He purchased you with His blood. Hallelujah. Nay, in all these things, whatever it is, whatever it is, I don't know everything you're struggling with. In everything. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Hallelujah. That's powerful. You're not just a conqueror. You're not just a winner. You're not just an overcomer. You are more than that. Wow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody, am I coming in agreement with you right now? Hallelujah. Stir up that faith in Jesus' name, because it's there. Everybody has been given a measure of faith. And now the Lord says, you are not just an overcomer, a winner, and a conqueror. No, you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus through Him that loved us. Hallelujah. And because He loves you, you can overcome, and you will overcome, and you are overcome because He loves you. Romans 5:5, for the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. Hallelujah. There is power in love. The love of God. We just mentioned it earlier on, John 3:16. And if you read the epistles of St. John, especially 1 John and 2 John, where John describes what manner of love, behold, what manner of love, what kind of love is this? This is amazing, hallelujah. This is incomprehensible love. This is unconditional love. This is eternal love. This is unending love. This is the love of God shed abroad in your heart. Romans 5:5. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart. And the same St. John in this epistle, 1 John 2:5, he says, let that love of God be perfected in you. Now love, perfect love, casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. If there is an area where there is a lack of faith, that means fear slipped in. But 1 John 4:18 says that there is no fear in love. This is the love of God. But perfect love casts out fear. We're talking about being more than a conqueror. We're talking about being more than an overcomer. We are talking about being much more than a winner. We are talking about being a champion. Hallelujah. Overcoming everything in Jesus' name because He loves you. Praise God. You are that overcomer. Hallelujah. And that's why this faith encouragement is about the love of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. This love, praise God, is what fuels the victory. It's what makes you, this is what enables you. I say that again. This love of God is what enables you to be that champion, to be that overcomer, to be more than a conqueror. There's power in the love of God. And that is why we need to share this love of God with the whole world. Because the Bible says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. Whosoever. Everybody's got to understand the love of God. The love of God is powerful. The love of God must be preached, which is the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ came to teach eternal life in the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ came to preach the kingdom of God and eternal life in it. Then he provided the way for each and everybody who would surrender unto Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, repent of their sins, enter the kingdom of God, everlasting. This love is so powerful. My friends, this love, my partners, this love, hearers of this word, this love, those that are viewing, those that are hearing, this love is so powerful. We got to share it with the whole world. We got to share it with everybody who knows not that God is love, and that God who created everything, the universe, the earth, the sun, the moon, you and everybody in it, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. Everybody has to hear the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Everybody needs to hear it. I am bold enough to preach in every nation the Lord calls me to declare the word of God, the gospel of the kingdom of God, to see men and women saved unto everlasting life. Jesus said, the greatest commandment is to love each other. The greatest commandment is love, the godly love, the agape love. We got to share this love. We got to share this love before the Lord comes back. At one given time, each and every person that has believed unto the Lord has to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account. I say, and I said it before and I'll say it again, don't go to heaven empty-handed. Make sure that you have been a soul winner, that you have shared this agape love with as many people as you could possibly good. And what better way is to partner with me, the evangelist? Become my soul winning partner. Together we fulfill the Great Commission. All those nations that haven't heard, they will hear. Jesus said, the end will not come until this gospel of the kingdom of God is preached as a witness unto all nations in the whole world. Hallelujah. How will they believe unless they hear? How will they hear unless there is a preacher? How will the preacher preach unless he is sent? Send me. I'm ready. I just need more partners. Ongoing partnership, financial partnership enables me to go in all those places where God called me to go, to do outdoor gospel crusades, to win the lost together with you. Let's do this together. Let's do this now, because time is at hand. We gotta preach whilst it is still day, for night cometh. And then it's too late. I don't want it to be too late for those people that don't know. You don't want to be too late for those people. We got to do this together. And we can do this together. Become my soul winning partner today. I will continually encourage you. I will never give up preaching. I will never give up doing devotions. Right? And if you are my partner, I pray for you every day. And once a week with my team, we pray and fast for our partners. That's powerful. Hallelujah. That's powerful. That's where breakthrough happens. BornAgainMinistry.org. See you on the next devotion. God bless you. Don't forget to share this message with as many as you can. Hit the share button on the YouTube, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, retweet it, because this message must be heard. More is to come. This gospel, hallelujah, it shall be preached. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. See you soon.